There are companies that know how to get your attention. They don't use ads to get your attention. What they do is they use their product while it's being produced. Cinnabon is one of the most famous companies to do this. If you go to an airport or if you're in a mall, what Cinnabon does, they take their product and while it's baking, they use a fan and they cast out the aroma of their product. So as people walk by, before they even see the store, they smell the Cinnabons and it puts a desire in their heart. Burger King does the same thing. When they flame broil their Whoppers, they put out all the aroma through the exhaust fans. So that as people drive by, they can smell them and it puts a desire in them to buy a Whopper. It's just a marketing technique, but it works. Because people throughout the day have hunger. If you skip breakfast, maybe even skip lunch and you drive by a Burger King, you'll have a desire just to go in just because of the aroma. Same thing for Cinnabon. Same thing for barbecue. The aroma attracts you. Now, what's interesting, if you're hungry, you have a desire to eat. But if you are in distress, you have a desire for comfort. So how does God get your attention? When people are in distress, they can curl up and isolate themselves from the world and hide, or they can follow the calling of God. And that's what God does. He puts a hunger and a thirst within your soul when you're in trouble. This is what the psalm says in Psalm 42. As the deer pants for water, brooks, my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember, and I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go along with the throng and lead them in the procession to the house of God, with the voice of joy and thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, for the help of his presence. O my God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan, in the peaks of Hermon, and from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the sound of your waterfalls. All your breakers and all your waves have rolled over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and his song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As a shattering of my bones, my adversaries revile me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. The help of my countenance and my God. Just as your body hungers for food, your soul hungers for God. If you go a few days without food, you'll eat anything. And in a similar way, if you neglect your relationship with God, you'll seek anything to fill that void. But if you don't fill that void with the very presence of God, it will never satisfy you. Your distress will get worse. The disturbances of your soul will pull you down. In times of trial, in times of tribulation, the fresh aroma of God's grace is abundant around you, and it calls to you. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember, and I pour out my soul within me. For I used to go along with the throng and lead them in the procession to the house of God. With the voice of joy and thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. God is showing you how to come close to him. God is showing you how to end that thirst within you. It's his presence. In his presence, you are complete. You are satisfied. You are whole and you are full. As you feel the desire, and as your soul pants for God, run to him today and be filled with his presence. Father, thank you for your child, that you come to them and that you draw them close to you today, and that you restore hope in their souls with your very presence in their lives. Amen.